A PDF of the book's Appendices 2 and 3 accompanies this program, documenting the author's carefully researched list of Tiananmen Massacre survivors and victims. Their names and stories are provided in honor of their memory and critical impact in modern Chinese history. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bullets and Opium, Real-Life Stories of China After the Tiananmen Square Massacre by Liao Yiwu. Translated by David Cowick, Jesse Cowick, and Ross Perlin. Read by Francois Chow and Edward Chen.
Introduction by Ian Johnson. It's risky to pick turning points in world history, but it's safe to say that the Tiananmen Massacre on the night of June 3rd to 4th, 1989, in downtown Beijing, was one of the most important of the past half century. At the time, it was recognized as a momentous event, a bloodbath in the center of the world capital usually is. But 3 decades later, its importance has only grown, marking the end of one China and the rise of today's grim superpower. For on that night, soldiers armed with automatic weapons and tanks smashed through crude barricades, killing hundreds, possibly thousands, of Beijingers trying to stop the troops from breaking up a student protest. The students had occupied the city's gargantuan Tiananmen Square, calling for an end to corruption and official privilege, and for a more open, freer society. The students were flawed, as are most people, especially when they are 18 or 19 years old. Most had little idea of what they wanted, and some were arrogant. But they were well-meaning and idealistic, and many Chinese saw in them a hope for a better, more decent society. From across the country, Chinese traveled to Beijing to support them, wired them money, and wrote poems in their honor. And so, on that fateful night, thousands of ordinary Beijingers ran out onto the streets to confront the troops. On several previous nights, the government had also tried to clear the square but sent in unarmed troops. Locals talked them out of their
Sample complete. Ready to continue?